It's Friday, and today I'm dropping an encore on you. This is one of my favorite episodes of Wake Up and Level Up, so check it out.
I'm Natanya from London. Good morning, you're listening to Wake Up and Level Up.
Love it! Yes, it's time. I'm standing on the corner of West 28th Street and 7th Avenue. This is otherwise known as Fashion Avenue. I'm standing right in front of the building saying Fashion Institute of Technology. It reads it right there on the wall. There's a bunch of people walking around. Yellow taxi cabs are everywhere. People have on their coats and scarves. I see a couple people on skateboards and bicycles. The city is moving. Things are taking place and action is happening. When action happens, there's always a reaction. It is a universal law that when there is action, there will always be reaction. Today, I want to share a quick story with you on why you need to keep going, why you need to not be perfect, why you need to launch that idea, that book, that passion, that project, that thing. Now, when we were putting together this podcast, of course we were scared. Of course we were nervous. Of course, we wanted to deliver the best thing that we could possibly put out there. We had so much angst, legitimate angst, because we had a couple of things in line that when you actually launch something that you care about, you have to have these things in alignment. Number one, you have to clearly know your motive. Understand what your motive is. Understand what your intent is. And understand your purpose and why you're doing it. So motive, intentionality, your why, they may all sound the same, but they're three different words that have three different meanings. And we wanted to make sure we were making a podcast that we felt would motivate and inspire you every single day in a short moment of time to help give you some tips, tools, and advice to help you really tackle your day in the most successful way possible. But we did have trepidation. We did have fear. We were concerned, but we were grounded because we weren't shooting for perfectionism. And when you shoot for perfectionism, you don't launch. The world wants to respond to your gift now. The world doesn't want to wait for it to be perfect. It will never be perfect. So if you're listening to this today and you've been fearful of stepping out because of embarrassment, you've been fearful of stepping out to do your thing because maybe you failed trying something before, which, by the way, there's never a failure, only lessons. Maybe you're worried about whether or not it's going to be accepted or get validation. That's nonsense. You don't need to worry about validation and acceptance if you know that your motive, intent, and purpose and why is on point and in check. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't wait any longer. You can't. Just stop. Your gift is too important. Your idea is too important. Your DNA, your time on this earth is too important. So today, the lesson is, don't work for perfectionism. Work for action. Taking action without vision is a distraction. So understanding that you have a gift, understanding what that vision is, your motive, your purpose, your why, your intent, and then put on the blinders and go and deliver your greatness. Forget everybody else. Wait till you see what happens when you take the deep breath and you exhale and you let it ride. Now go out there and enjoy and crush your day. See ya. Have a great one. Bye.